Last time on The Atheists, the Bible, and No Wardrobe, we read from Exodus 33, verse 12 to Exodus 34, verse 35. Yep, Ten Commandments 2.0, the one that Christians just don't like to talk about. It's much like Windows 10, really, the update that no one asked for but hijacks your computer anyway.
Hello and welcome back to The Atheists,
the Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast. Oh, these crazy, crazy people in Exodus.
Those wacky Hebrews.
Those wacky Hebrews.
Just sitting there at the base of a volcano.
Sitting at the base of a volcano, making up shit. You know, it's like, yeah. Don't do this thing. Let's do this thing.
Actually, they just did a really smart thing because they couldn't see this God, and so they went ahead and they made one that they could see. They said, "That's not right. That's not logical."
Yeah, that's not logical. Let's
worship something we understand.
Yeah, let's make something we can actually see, a God we can see. No, we can't have that. So yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It just seems like they didn't say, you know, what really irritates me is the fact is they didn't talk about the kind of laws and rules that they had to, quote unquote, live underneath the Egyptians, which they never did. But they get out on their own and we got to start making up a whole bunch of shit. So
we're going to be judgmental assholes.
Yes. Yay. That just tells me that Jews and the pre-Jews, whatever these are.
The Hebrews.
These Hebrews have got to be the most judgmental people I've ever seen so far. They've got to come up with the weirdest shit for everything. I mean, of course, you know, look at our modern laws. We got 001.057 something, you know, whatever.
Oh, maybe they're Israelites.
It could be Israelites. I don't know what they are.
Because of Israel, who used to be so-and-so, who used to be so-and-so. Or Abrahamites, you know. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, either way. So, sorry for the little diatribe there. I was like, these people are driving me crazy. We're starting today in Exodus 35.
Yes. 35:1. And Moses gathered all the congregation of the children of Israel together and said unto them, these are the words which the Lord hath commanded that ye should do them.
You know, the thing is, what bothers me about that line is that he just claims, God told me to tell you this. And no one goes, prove it. Not one says, prove it. How did you do this? You got to tell me, how did you know this? How did you come to this conclusion? How did God didn't say this to me. Why is it just you all of a sudden?
Well, did we read in the previous that when he comes back down from the mountain, he has his face is like glowing?
Yeah, it's burned from the being up so close to the volcano.
But there might interpret that as being some. That's usually what the apologist thing is.
Yeah,
he has the appearance that he's seen the face of God or something.
Yeah, he has the appearance of being third degree burned is what he's got. The appearance. Burns.
Yeah, we need some aloe here.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I see someone with third degree burns. I doesn't make what they say more valid. I
mean, no.
Unless it's about pain. I'm in pain. Yeah, I get that. I really get that. If he says, God spoke to me, I don't get that. No, sorry, I don't get that. 35:2, 6 days shall work be done, but on the seventh day there shall be to you an holy day, a Sabbath of rest of the Lord. Whoever doeth work therein shall be put to death. So if you're out on driving around, if you happen to listen to this in a few days, I happen to work on a Sunday, and you see someone working on a Sunday or Saturday, you know, depending on which religion you're following, if you see someone working, immediately put them to death. Don't ask questions. This is what you're supposed to do. Your God commands that, well, unless you're an atheist listening to this, and then you can just laugh at this shit. But if you're religious and you're listening to this, your God has commanded anybody who's working on a Sabbath day to be put to death.
I like the side note, quoting Penn and Teller. Yeah. Exodus 35:2 clearly states that anyone working on the Sabbath should be put to death. You really going to feel good about enforcing that one?
Yeah.
It's like, that's crazy.
It is crazy.
Why would that have a death penalty to it?
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. Now, there is some other questions here. It says, is it necessary to keep the Sabbath day, you know, is it necessary to do that? Because it's one of our contradictions, our 101 contradiction. It says, yes, it's necessary. It was said so back in Exodus 20, verse 8, 31, 13 through 16, later on in Leviticus 19, 3 and 30, and the list goes on and on for a while here. And then later on, it also has, no, it doesn't matter at all. So that says that. I'll just give a few of these. In Isaiah 1, 13, Matthew 12, 1 through 1 and 2, Mark the second chapter, 23 through 24, John 5, 8, 10, and more, even more there that says there that there's, that says it doesn't matter. So it, do it or don't do it. It doesn't matter. It, you can't,
yeah,
you can't, it doesn't really matter. Go, it, none of this shit matters. Why are you, if you can do it or not do it, then why even talk about it then just make it not worthy of killing somebody because they're working on the Sabbath at all.
Yeah. Well, even how Sabbath breakers should be punished is contradiction number 115. They should be exiled, which means cut off, or they should be killed. I mean, there's the Bible says both.
Yeah.
So it's anyway, not taking a break from your work is a sort of a self-fulfilling punishment.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't be. This doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah. If you're tired, rest. It's that simple. You don't have to follow a particular rule because Imaginary Sky Wizard says so.
No. 35:3, ye shall kindle no fire throughout your habitations upon the Sabbath day.
Oh, that'd be great here in Wisconsin.
I gotta say, how would you like that in Wisconsin?
I would, no. It's 15 degrees below zero, but it's only 20 degrees, it's 10 degrees below zero in your house. But it's Sunday or Saturday, whatever holy day you want to consider. Well, why didn't you heat yourself? Well, because, well, God said I can't do a thing on the Sabbath day. So, and it says, I shall kindle no fire in my house. So the heater's turned off. Yeah, that's going to cost thousands and thousands of dollars in repairs for your water pipes. Because they will freeze up and go kablooey.
Yeah, that you just have to leave the heat on all weekend.
Yep.
Yeah.
Get it up to 90 the day before. It's like, the day on Friday we can get it up to 100 degrees in here. Why was it so hot in here? Because tomorrow we cannot have heat on at all, so we're just going to have to hope that the heat stays in the house.
That's what garments are for.
Yeah, that's right. this Bible is just making zero sense.
No.
35:4, and Moses spake unto all the congregation of children of the children of Israel, saying, this is the thing which the Lord commands, saying, again, nobody questions his word. It's just like, I'm sunburned. So just listen to me.
Yeah. Or the broken sentences, which the Bible's rife with.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And broken sentence. Thank you. Yeah, it's just
35:5. Take ye from among you an offering unto the Lord. Whosoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it, an offering of the Lord, gold and silver and brass.
There it is. There it is. There it is. It's like, oh, and while you're all freezing to death, give me all your shit. Anything that's valuable, gold, silver, you know, that stuff.
We're going to call it an offering.
We're going to call it an offering. I got to say, this has got to be the best scam they've ever come up with. Like, God spoke to me, and he said, give me your stuff. What does God need with a spaceship? James D. Kirk. What does God need to do with goddamn gold and silver? He doesn't. He said, give it to me, because he knows that I'll be able to use it. Whatever.
Yep.
Whatever. Let's see here. 35:6. And blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen and goat's hair and And there's going to be more ands coming up.
Sounds like a little kid at Christmas.
Yeah, I want this, and and I want this, and I want a, and I want a G.I. Joe with a kung fu grip.
And I want a pony, and I want a Barbie mansion, and I want. Yeah, it's asking for the good stuff too. Yeah. I'm assuming.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
35.7 and ram's skin dyed red and badger's skins and shittim wood.
Yeah, it's got to be red. I got socks, but they weren't the color I want, so I'm going to throw those away.
Yeah.
35.8 and oil for the light and spices for anointing oil and for the sweet incense. Okay, whatever.
Oh, shabby chic god. Okay.
Yeah.
35.9 and onyx stones and stones to be set for the ephod and for the breastplate. But has he explained that yet?
No, he hasn't explained that. He just came up with all this shit while he's getting high on the fumes from the volcano. I was like, oh yeah, this inspired me. You know, people have keep saying that these are the inspired words of God. No, this is the inspired word of people getting high. You know, this is just.
Yeah, this is a, I guess this is the biblical equivalent of the munchies or something.
Yeah.
Afterwards.
Yeah. 35.10, and every wise hearted among you shall come. He said come. And make all the Lord hath commanded. No, the Lord didn't command. You commanded. I don't see God speaking here. You are making these demands.
This is your, this is your little hallucination.
This is hallucination. Yeah, this is his Amazon wish list. If he would have had Amazon, this would have been on his wish list.
God and I are getting married, and this is our registry.
Yeah, this is. Make sure you put the glasses on there that are, you know, not the fine crystal glasses, you know, not the regular glasses, the fine crystal glasses.
That's right. You know, because God deserves the best.
Absolutely. He deserves the best. He hasn't done anything, but he deserves the best.
You know, I own the cattle on 1,000 hills, but I still need you to do this for me.
Yeah.
35.11. The tabernacle, his tent, and his covering, his tackies, and his boards, his bars, his pillars, and his sockets.
I didn't know he had a socket set. He didn't say anything about sockets.
He didn't say whether he wants craftsmen.
Yeah, does he want craftsmen or did he want a metric tool or whatever, you know?
Yeah. Well, he'd be just dick enough to. I say
just
that.
Buying the cheap set and be done with it, you know.
Get him a hex key. This is going to be an IKEA thing. They're going to put it up and take it down a bunch anyway.
Yeah, exactly. 35.12. The ark and the staves thereof with the mercy seat. The portable toilet. And the veil of the covering, because I don't want anybody seeing me take a shit.
That's right.
Don't look at me! Don't look at me! I'm pooping in here!
We don't want an open stall.
Yeah, we don't open stall, no.
35.13. This table and his staves and all his vessels and the shewbread.
The shewbread. That, you can't buy shewbread. I mean, you have to make it, and it tastes like leather. I'm just saying.
I gotta say, does it taste like old dirty socks?
It tastes like dirty socks, yeah. 35.14. The candlestick, also for the light. Thanks. Thanks for reminding. Yeah, I was like, I thought the candlesticks were just there for to cornhole myself with. I wasn't going to use them for lights, you know. Thanks for telling us they're for light. Otherwise, we would have never guessed that. And his furniture and his lamps with the oil for the light. No, we're going to leave the oil here. You can have the lamps, but you get no oil for them because they apparently supposed to work together. You know, that's make sure you bring the oil and the lamps because the last time they moved, someone brought the lamps, left the oil back. There's like, what are you doing? Go back and go get the oil. What do you think these run on, prayer?
Oh, wait, that's another story.
Oh, that's a whole other story, right.
That's another story.
And we just kept adding oil to the oil, and the oil just kept coming and coming and coming.
Spoilers, yes. 35:15, and the incense altar and his staves and the anointing oil and the sweet incense and the hanging for the door at the entrance of the tabernacle. And we'd like a little.
Oh, you know, goody. Make sure you have a door for the tabernacle because, you know, we don't want all this someone to come and take all the stuff that you just we just took from you.
But it's a tent. How but, hard would it be to break in?
Exactly. You could just pull up the side and scooch in.
Yeah, everybody's dying to get in there, I guess.
Yeah. 35:16, the altar of burnt offering with his brazen gate, his staves, and all his vessels, the lair, and his foot. Again, we talked about this before. It's not a foot. It's not a foot. It's his penis.
Maybe it's a paperweight, yeah.
It's his penis. He's talking about his penis. Every time they use a foot reference, it's a penis.
That's just awesome.
Yeah, make sure you bring your penis with you. So this is basically saying, okay, nobody in here without a penis, basically.
With the family jewels or just Mr. Happy Slug? I don't know.
It's Mr. Happy Slug. I've never heard it referred to as that. Thank you.
I just made that up right
okay.
now.
Okay. if you're listening to this, hashtag, tweet out hashtag, Happy Slug.
Yes.
I got to know if you're listening to this. Just tweet out Happy Slug. Don't know the reference, just the word Happy Slug. And then tweet it at us at ABANW Podcast. Just.
Okay, then.
By the time it comes up, I'll never remember what the fuck we were just talking about.
That's my immortality.
17.
Oh, I thought I just read that.
No, I just read the 16.
For the foot. Okay. The hangings of the court, his pillars and their sockets, and the hangings for the door of the court.
The door of the court. Okay, now we're making a courthouse, apparently. I thought this was a tabernacle. Now it's a court?
Yeah, well, it is sort of where God puts everybody on trial, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. It's a jester's court because everybody there is a fucking fool. 35:18, the pins of the tabernacle and the pins of the court and their cords. Great, thanks. Thanks, yeah, we need
well,
more
if we
pins.
Need to ham it, then we have pins there.
Yes.
You know, this is queer eye for the Yahweh guy.
Queer eye for the Yahweh guy.
Yep. 35:19, the cloths of service to do service in the holy place, the holy garments for Aaron the priest and the garments of his sons to minister in the priest's office.
Yeah, getting a blowjob. Make sure you put that glory hole in the right place now.
Yeah.
35:20, and all the congregation of the children of Israel departed from the presence of Moses. Okay, we're done speaking. Get the fuck out of here.
Like, what the hell just happened?
Yeah. You can't stay here, but you can go home.
I'm starting to think taking all that stuff from the Egyptians was just a scam.
No.
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 Oh, 35:21. And they came, everyone whose heart stirred him up. Okay. And everyone whom his spirit made willing. And they brought the Lord's offerings to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation and for all his service and for the holy garments.
You know, when I read this line, it reminds me of all those videos where you see these guys in the mega churches and they're going, oh, I'm going to anoint you. And they slap them in the head and they make them fall backwards and you get the people behind them pulling their legs so they fall.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I hear I'm kneeling down behind you. Oh, you fell.
Yeah.
Spirit must be strong.
Yes. 35:22. And they came, both men and women, as many as there were willing hearted, and brought bracelets and earrings and rings and tablets and tablets, all jewels of gold, and every man that offered an offering, oh Christ, of gold unto the Lord. Okay, now this, you know what this line tells me here? That there were some people that said, I'm not going. I'm not going. I'm not doing this thing. It just said, and they came, but it said the ones that were willing-hearted, the ones that were gullible, the ones that go, yeah, that's not a thing. I'm not participating in this. It's stupid.
Yeah, it does make me wonder how many did not participate in this. But the people who are participating, obviously, they'd be able to enjoy certain benefits.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Probably. 35:23, and every man with whom was found blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen and goat's hair and red skins of rams and badger's skins brought them.
Oh, goody. Thanks for giving us the laundry list of everything they brought.
We already noted above, this was the list of things that they were supposed to bring.
Right. It's like, oh my gosh, you brought the things I exactly wanted you to bring. Big spoilers there, everybody. Big spoilers. If they had brought, you know, an MP3 player, I would have gone, okay. That's a little odd. That's a little odd.
Go ahead.
Yeah, oh, I was going to say, we're on 24, right?
Yes, we are.
Okay, what were you going to say? I want to hear what you're going to say.
Oh, no. So all those stories you tell little kids, say, well, just bring God your best, and he'll love that. So I can imagine some little kid bringing up, you know, their stuffed toy, and Moses is like, get that crap out of here.
Get that crap out of here. I don't want that. It's full of germs. Well, they don't know about germs yet. That's right.
No, they don't.
They don't even know they're near a volcano. 35:24. Every one, another compound word that has been broken up, every one that did offer an offer, that screwed me up. Everyone that did offer an offering of silver and brass brought the Lord's offering, and every man with whom, no reason for have a comma there, with whom was found shittim wood for any work of the service brought it. Thanks for giving us another list of things that people brought. I was expecting them to say, well, the ones that brought silver and gold, well, they got special places at the dinner table. Anybody else that brought anything else, well, you get the scraps.
Well, it's so redundant that we got this list twice already, and now this is the third time.
Yep.
You know, so 35:25. And all the women that were wise-hearted, did spin with their hands and brought that which they had spun, both of blue and of purple and of scarlet and of fine linen.
You know, their hands aren't wise. The women that were wise-hearted, their hearts didn't tell them. Their brains told them how to make this thing because someone taught them. This is something people can learn. Except for me, I when I was younger, we tried to do this macrame thing in class, and you had to tie it off to the wall, and you tried to make this macrame line thing. I couldn't do it. I failed macrame, so not my thing.
Yep.
It's some people have a head for that shit, and some people don't. And I'm one of those people who just generally do not.
I can do it, but I find it incredibly boring.
Yeah, well. what are we doing now, Connie? Me, what are we doing now? We're reading this shit. This is boring shit.
Oh, yeah. The repetition is what really gets to me at this point. It's like, really?
Yes. 35:26. And all the woven whose heart stirred them up in wisdom spun goat's hairs. All the women. Wow.
Whose hearts stirred them up.
Oh, I gotta make this thing out of goat's hair. Ho.
I'm so inspired. Oh, God.
This is terrible.
Sorry. 35:27. And the rulers brought onyx stones and stones to be set for the ephod and for the breastplate.
Oh, goody. Thanks for bringing us all your valuable shit. Now we're going to make sure we stick it in this thing that Imaginary Sky Wizard has told us. And so only one person is getting to speak for him, apparently.
So evidently, the only people who had the jewels were the people of influence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, of course, those are the ones you get the most money from, because the ones they get the most influence, they get the most money. So we want to make sure we get the money and the things from the people who have the stuff. And so now we have it.
Yeah, I when they're getting this from the Egyptians, it's like the bank. You know, if you don't need money, the bank wants to loan it to you.
Right. Yeah. Okay. When I need money, bank doesn't want to talk to you at all. Fuck. It's like,
you.
Oh, we don't. You need money? We don't want to give you money. You don't need money? Can we give you some money? No.
Please.
$35.28 and spice and oil for the light, and for the anointing oil and. For the sweet incense. Again, this has just been a copy of the list. So
I think it's the second or third time it's been brought up.
Yeah, I am.
This section of this list, too.
Yeah, and it's just all on the same fucking page yet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
29.
Oh, 29, thank you. The children of Israel brought a willing offering unto the Lord. Every man and woman whose heart made them willing to bring for all manner of work, which the Lord had commanded to be made by the hand of Moses.
Wait a minute. If you've commanded this, you're not very willing. You're doing this because you've been commanded. It's like driving down the street. Come up to a red light. You could go through the light, but if your cop sees you do it, you're going to get a ticket, right? So you're basically commanded by law not to run the red light. Well, for safety reasons, mostly. But you're commanded not to do this thing. You could willingly do it, but you're commanded not to.
This is the fodder for so many sermons about tithing and about offerings.
Yes.
And about, you know, faith offerings and
yeah.
Everything. It's sickening that, and the emphasis on how everybody just love to do this. This is what God wants. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is not willingness. It's just, whose heart has been made willing. Whose heart made them willing. They're trying to say it's like, well, they didn't have to, but their hearts made them willing. No, it says the Lord commanded this, so you're not doing this willingly. I'm sorry, you're just not.
I can accept that some people might have been fooled by the appearance of Moses and by the smoke and the mirrors, and they might have been very excited to do it. And but then there's this whole herd mentality. There's this if more people joined in, if a few people were excited, that could be rubbed off, and then people eventually just join in because look, everybody else is doing it. I might as well do it too.
If this Johnny is, jumped know, off the bridge, would you jump off the bridge?
Well, it depends. Yeah, you know, at this point, what are they going to do? Walk back to Egypt?
Yeah. Through the volcano, through the water that's been put down because, you know, there's no way back around it now, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where did we leave off?
Oh, I'm sorry.
30.
29, so you're at 30, yeah.
Yeah, 30. 35, 30. And Moses said unto the children of Israel, see, the Lord hath called by name Bezalelah, the son of Uri, the son of Hur of the tribe of Judah. So he's like saying, well, see, God called on these particular people, so you have to give them shit too. This is the scam spreading out. This is becoming Amway here.
Yes, because these people don't do it. It's not by the virtue of any real talent they have. It's just by who they know.
Yeah, exactly.
And they look good standing up there on stage. That's exactly, by the way, that's exactly how Amway works.
Exactly.
Side note.
Real quick here. We're coming up on our 30-minute mark. We're coming real close to it, but we only have a few more passages, so we're going to push through this.
35:31, and he hath filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, and in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship.
Yeah, no, he's basically learned the great con. So this is there's a saying by Mark Twain, religion is when the first con man met the first victim. Or words to that effect. That's not an exact quote, but it's words along that lines. Mm-hmm. It may have been P.T. Barnum. I really don't remember. It was one of those two. 35:32. And to devise curious works, to work in gold and in silver and in brass, curious works because you made this metal into shapes. Ooh, because I can't do it just by touching it and fondling it. You have to mold it into shapes. Well, by make it into this hot, hot liquid. So it's a curious work. This tells me that this is just more incidences, more evidence that they don't know shit. It's like, oh, some people know this secret ingredient. It's like magic for them.
I'm willing to bet this is just what Bezaleel did.
Beetlejuice
was back in Egypt. He actually was a metal worker.
Yeah.
But 35:33, and in cutting of stones to set them, and in carving of wood to make any manner of cunning wood.
Work. Cutting work.
Work. Sorry.
That's all right. No, no worries. No worries. I was like,
okay.
Yeah. It said wood. So it's like, okay, right. Cutting wood. You know, it's like, I could get that.
So he's a pretty talented handyman.
Yeah. He knows, he could look at a thing and go, if I take a little off here, I take a little off there, and then I have a wooden dildo, you know, whatever.
Happy slug. Yeah.
Happy slug. Hashtag happy slug. 35:34 And he hath put it in his heart that he may teach both he and Alohlaba, the son of
Aloha.
Aloha. Aloha. Yeah. Oi. And Alohab, the son of Alshmak of the tribe of Dan. The tribe of Dan. Could you imagine a whole tribe of Dan Fieldings? I'm just saying. Holy shit. Hide your women.
35:35 Them hath he filled with wisdom of heart to work all manner of work of the engraver and of the cunning workman and the embroiderer in blue and in purple and scarlet and fine linen and of the weaver, even of them that do any work and of those that devise cunning work.
Great. Thanks. Yeah, thanks. Thanks. We were just like, okay, bring us those guys that say they can do shit with their hands. Yay. Okay. All right. Whatever. Whatever. You know whatever else is? We can also... I didn't create this, but it's called Twitter. I don't have cunning work for Twitter. But you can be cunning and you can... tweet us at twitter.com/ABANW podcast. And if you're really cunning and you have a few extra dollars, you can go over to patreon.com/ABANDNW and show us how cunning you are by donating a few dollars there. And we also have a Facebook at facebook.com/ABANDNW. You can hit the like and show us how cunning you are and how cunning you are, by hitting the like button. And you can find the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spreaker. If you can't find the links, you can find those over our blog page over at abandnw.wordpress.com. You can also email us with questions, comments, love, and hate mail, and send it to tatbanw, that's tatbanw, @gmail.com. And be sure to check out our main show, Packard Pokes At, which you can also find on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, and on YouTube. Also, please remember to leave us a 5-star rating and write a review for us as well while you're there. So until next time, this has been The Atheists,
The Bible,
and No Wardrobe, The Podcast.